KVCU 1190 AM Boulder and online at 1190.radio. What's up, guys? It's freaking Greg O'Clock. Big moment for the whole world. It's Greg O'Clock. Okay, so first order of business is something awesome happened to me. Get this. Okay, so it's a forward email. It's a forwarded email to me. It says, "Hi, I think this one's for you, question mark. Do with it what you will. Here is the message." It's from Nicholas Bernhard. "Hello, I have written a short nonfiction piece about the Dark Horse that Dark Horse is a restaurant in Boulder that will be published in the Yellow Scene magazine on Wednesday, April 10th. Oh my god, congrats. I think it would be fun to read it on Greg O'Clock the next day." Oh my gosh, isn't that... Guys, when I read this in the library, like, earlier this week, I was honored. I was like, Greg O'Clock, like, that's me. And you want your hard work to be on my silly show? Like, that is so nice. I was so honored. And then it says, "I've been enjoying her show, and she's interesting." I'm interesting to someone. Guys, this is awesome. Oh my god. And to Nicholas Bernhard, "I love the piece, and I'm sorry if I do a bad job, okay?" Okay. "From my corner of Hangman's Hollow, memories of the Dark Horse and other haunts. The Dark Horse Saloon that I know is probably not the one you know. I cannot tell you about frenzied Saturday nights or the roaring crowds during a Buffs game. My Dark Horse is one found on Wednesday afternoons. No, please, don't run away just yet. In my Dark Horse, it's quiet enough to hear the lyrics of the Blondie or Skinnerd playing on the PA. My companions are a Jiffy Burger and an unholy monster of protein and fats, and whatever Harlan Ellison book I happen to have with me that day. I don't drink. My potion is a liter of Coke in a semi-opaque red cup. I have no illusions that it isn't taking just as many years off my lifespan. The Dark Horse is the bar you find on dead planets at the far edge of star systems. Its cousins are Moss Eelsley on Tatooine and Hangman's Hollow, last stop of the Galaxy Express. The dark-stained wood beams are covered with the posters, street signs, and placards of generations past. There is a stone fireplace in the back. If one were to look up, their eyeline to the ceiling would be blocked by dozens of carriages, sleighs, carts, and wagons suspended by wires. It's as if some mad race across the cosmos had ended with a crash through the roof. My Dark Horse is a place to be alone amongst people. Now pay attention. There is a difference between being lonely and being alone. Sitting alone in the Dark Horse, scribbling on my legal pad, hearing order names called out through the fuzzy PA, I can feel my spiritual batteries recharging. There is a weight in the walls of the Dark Horse, the names etched into the wood beams, the bizarre spinning gears of the North Bar, the random remnants of report cards, rallies, and rock concerts. It all says, the world did not begin with you. There were people here before. There were people in this shadowy saloon who told tales and cheered touchdowns and fell in love long before me. A piece of them lives on in the walls, in the scarred and worn hard floor, in a glint off the chrome finish of the payphone. I sit in the Dark Horse, perhaps not so alone after all, but not for long. The land has been brought up. The saloon will be raised for apartments. One day this will all be gone, like Jones Drug on the Hill, where I bought my first movie camera and learned enough about cinematography for it to count as its own class. Now, a Starbucks and a tanning salon, like the second floor of Illegal Pete's, where I leaned back in my booth listening to Paradise City blaring, and I felt like life couldn't get any better than this. Now, nothing. Like the Landmark Theater, where I had some of my happiest memories with a good friend who died, oh my gosh, who died 10 years ago, now a Barnes & Noble. Like the tattered cover across from the Union Station where I, you know the tattered cover, stop at this interruption from my shrink and look up. I remember the tattered cover, they say, back when it was on Cherry Creek. I had a very nice anniversary dinner with my spouse across the street from there, and afterwards we crossed over and browsed the books. That was a good memory. Gosh, that location closed years ago. I sit back on the couch thinking about their memory of a place I never knew, and my memories of a place others will never know. You see, the shrink wants you to think through these things yourself. That's what they call a breakthrough moment. Perhaps I could count my blessings. Right now, there's a student at CU who never knew Jones Drug or found a plastic knife blade in their bagel at, oh my gosh, Buchanan's, or caught a flick at the Landmark. 10 years from now, that student will come across the hill and find their old haunts gone. They never knew my hill, and I never knew theirs. They will stand on the corner of College and 13th in 2034 and think to themselves, it's just not the same anymore, because it never was. Neil Peart passed away 4 years ago. I can tell you we'll never see his likes around here again. Come to think of it, he was in the movie I saw at the Landmark with my late friend and played the drum solo of Life. For the song New World Man, Peart wrote, he's not concerned with yesterday. He knows constant change is here today. I'm still working on the first part. Okay. That was really good, and it really made me think. I really like that. It made me think because I have memories at the Dark Horse, and it's kind of similar memories where I lived in Willville, so I would go there, like, midday, like, super, like, not partying, not having fun, just eating a meal. and it's crazy. I didn't know they were knocking it down. That's so sad. And it's so interesting because I didn't know those places on Pearl and, or I didn't know that the Barnes & Noble used to be something else. I didn't know that the Hill used to have different stuff, and it's just interesting to hear that perspective. And like Sunday, so I'll like be like, oh my god, you go to Boulder half-assed. They'll be like, what's that, you know? So that was really good, really interesting, a lot better than what I have to say. Maybe I should have done that last, because now like me being like, here's my OOTD is gonna be stupid. But yeah, that was really good. So let's play a song to buffer so that I don't ruin that art that he just let me read on my show. And I wanted to give one last thank you because that was so nice. Like, I never even thought anyone would listen to my show, let alone, and your art's so personal, and me, my show, like, that is just, I'm just over the moon. Like, thank you so much, and I've been so excited to read it all week. Like, I'm just genuinely so honored. Okay, I think last week I left off with Criminal, so let's do Daddy Lessons by Beyonce.